In terms of something like transit, I suppose I've been interested in not only that immediate history of atomic bomb cinema, but also in relationship to Australia's context in the Asia Pacific, which I think is a very important aspect of my practice, and also in many ways of Australia's identity as well. I have a history where I was always interested in Japan. In many ways, it's just been a constant reference within my practice. I suppose the bomb, the atomic bomb, was quite defining. It was a sort of threat of complete annihilation of humanity. And I think that this is something that we all need to address. And I suppose it's the reason why I am, in fact, anti-nuclear and will continue to be that. Because I think that it's such an uncontrollable and unpredictable force. And so I think for me, actually, that was sort of my defining kind of sense of the world. I suspect I do return to Japan because I do regard the Japanese people as incredibly resilient and also have a capacity to, in many ways, I don't know, it's often sometimes as a childlike aspect to them that they reinvent the world through a different prism, but I think it's also the trauma of what they've experienced since the dropping of the atomic bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.